The question I'm going to ask you in a moment, and I can't make you do it, but I'd love you to do it, is to really write down, what is the next step I'm going to take? What is the action step I'm going to take? When I get out of those doors this afternoon, what am I going to do? Maybe you can even do something right now. What is it that you could do right now that will get you closer to your goal? There's always something, right? What are you going to commit to? Write down that step so that when you get home, you can see it and say, oops, have I done that? Because when we have unshakable faith in our decisions and we trust the messages that we're getting, we don't need to talk about motivation. You know and you do. When you feel faith, you go and do it. I say we only have no motivation or lack of willpower because we're not really believing in what we do. But you've had your download now. Your quantum self has told you what to do. Can we have a mic, please? And I really challenge you here, and I know that you're going to rise to this challenge because you're amazing. Could you give us in the most of 3 sentences, your action step, what you're going to do, what you're going to commit to? And the reason, there are many reasons why I'd like you to do this. One is because you're going to inspire others with your clarity and your decision and your commitment. And the second thing is that research just shows if we make a commitment in front of other people who witness it, remember the observer, the chances of us doing it are way higher. So if you're smart, you use this opportunity. Third one is, your voice is the most powerful voice for your unconscious mind. So by you standing up and saying, here's what I'm gonna do, you're creating a lot of change. We have one brave lady up front here. Please tell us, what is it that you're gonna do now? One second. I love your enthusiasm.
Thank you, first of all, for being here. And the first thing I'm going to do, I will write down my project because I was thinking a long time about it. And now it's clearer in my mind. And it's about an app. Mm-hmm. I wanted to create to make a world a better better place to live in.
Great, so you're going to create an app and you're going to write it down.
Yeah, it's connected to my job, which is I'm a psychologist. Mm-hmm.
So that's wonderful. Thank you. Like Let's that. Give her a round of applause. Great action step. She's actually going to write it out. Who else? I'm front here. This is a very brave corner here. Like this. What's your action step? What are you going to do?
I'm going to shut up and listen whatever the universe throws at me, because during the meditation, I was looking for signs. I was like, well, now what? I don't get it. I don't understand. I saw Jesus and I was like, what the hell does that mean? And then I heard the song and I said, okay, maybe I need to have my faith. And so faith, listen to messages and trust myself.
I love that. I love that. I shall trust myself. Yes. Round of applause. Thank you. Let's go back there. No one move over here.
Ciao.
Hello. I'm going to take away a lot of stuff. I'm going to take away a lot of stuff. To take home with me. Yeah. First of all, thank you. You've given me a lot of confirmations. So what I'm bringing home is the mantra. I am love and breathing.
So you're going to do that every day? What are you committing to? You know, the strongest way for your mind to hear yourself right now is say, I commit to doing this every day. So try just... Okay. So you get most benefit out of this.
Nella mia crescita personale e spirituale.
So in my personal and spiritual growth, and also in my financial growth, with everything that you're doing today. So I'm going to do visualization, blessing, love.
I'm going to bless things every day. I'm going to use
certo.
These tools every day. Wonderful.
Sì, 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 sì.
How much time are you going to devote
sì.
to that every day? What feels like
allora, mi organizzo sicuramente alla
I'm going to get organized in the morning and in the evening.
Evenings, I like it. How many minutes in the morning and evening do you feel is something you can commit to that you will be able to do every day? So don't go too crazy. So how long?
Mi piace organizzarmi per
I like to get organized. So 10 minutes.
10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening. Good job. Good job. 2 minutes, morning and evening. It's amazing. Yes, give her a round of applause.
E mi organizzo anche per,
and I'll also get organized to do the mantra once every hour. I am love.
I don't think you need to get organized, really. I think if you are organized, that might be a reframe that would be healthy for your body. But yeah, every hour you're going to breathe and do the mantra. How would be a good way to remember that? How could you set yourself up for success to really do it? Do you have an idea? Set a timer. Yeah, do it. Have a timer go off every hour that you say, oops, it's time again. Good job. Thank you.
Grazie.
Thank you. That's great.
Allora, io mi impegno a
I commit not to give up to what easy things are and to keep in my attention my breathing, trying to get rid of stress, getting rid of thought.
On breathing, he's going to stay. In quantum training, I'm just going to throw this in. I will teach you a lot, and Roy will as well, about NLP, because the way we speak to ourselves is so important. So I'm just giving you some feedback to say, you know what might be nice for you to write down? Is I commit to staying strong is stronger than I commit to not giving up. Okay. So I commit to staying strong. I commit to using my breathing. That's what I heard, right? Beautiful. And there was something else. Was it?
Sì, c'è che
yes.
Mi impegno a mantenere sempre vivo il mio amore.
I commit to maintaining my love alive for the rest of my family because I also have children. I have adoptive children. Me and my wife Christina took them 10 years ago when Christina was still well. So this is a very strong commitment of mine.
I commit to keeping the love alive in my life and in me, also for others, right? Because his wife and he adopted children 10 years ago when she was still well. So that's a really strong commitment. You know, that's what I'm living for as well, right? Thank you. Thank you.
Grazie a voi.
Thank you.
We have time for one more over there. Is there some? There you go, sir.
I commit myself to write a message every day because I had this capacity for so many years of writing messages. I don't know where it comes from, but I use it very rarely, and it's a pity. So today I understood that I must use it almost every day to write something every day.
Yes.
I also want to thank...
He's committing to writing every day.
I want to thank Roberta because...
Where's Roberta?
This is my... here, my girlfriend.
Roberta, hi.
She's an oracle, and this is my first time here, so...
Congratulations for
thank
coming.
Thank you. And I also wanted to share a small experience regarding my quantum self.
Do it.
Of yesterday. About 1 month ago, I was at home, waking up in the morning, Roberta was nearby me, and I was dreaming and seeing my head looking at myself, and my head was positioned right on her shoulder here.
On her shoulders.
Yeah. So when I woke up for 2-3 seconds, that ad was really there, looking at myself. And I could see myself looking at me from her shoulder.
I totally get what you mean. That must have been pretty spooky, huh?
But I was not aware of my quantum self by that time.
Okay.
Could it be an anticipation or my quantum self from the future visiting me?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Who knows? Absolutely, it's amazing.
Thank you.
So just let me ask you a question. Do you, because you, this might sound crazy, but we know it's not, but do you know moments when you've looked into someone else's face and you see yourself? Have you had that too, right? I remember I had it with you once at a party, at my birthday party. We were in the barn, and you were standing there by the stairs, and I looked at you and I thought, it was like me. I had the feeling I was looking into my own face. So I think what that just means is that we're completely synced that moment. We're one. So that's a gorgeous story. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for coming. Thank you, Roberta, for bringing him.